I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Talk Sport.
You're listening to the Talk Sport here. I'm Fern Buckley with John Jackson. Now, when you're desperate for points near the bottom of the table, you really don't want a night like Everton had last night.
What a goal! It's fantastic! It's Cole Palmer!
Caicedo pushes it into the path of Mudry, runs into the six-yard box. Jackson's there, save, comes back to Palmer, off the goalkeeper. Branthwaite gives the ball to Pickford, and then Pickford's given it away, and then Palmer for the hat-trick, lifts it over him, and in! Opportunist! Changer, the match winner, Chelsea's best acquisition of the billion-dollar Spurge.
And it didn't stop there. Nicholas Jackson got one just before half-time before Cole Palmer fought off his teammates to add another from the spot just after an hour.
It's a supreme performance, a devastating performance from Cole Palmer, who gets his fourth goal on the night. 3 points are definitely going their way, and humiliation is going Everton's.
Late substitute Alfie Gilchrist scored his first for the club as it finished 6-0 to Chelsea. It's Sean Dyche's biggest ever defeat as a manager.
Perfect storm of mistakes, perfect storm of too many off performance. It has happened many times in my career, let alone just tonight. I think we had one early season at Villa away when we were miles off. You can't have 9 out of your 11 miles off their performance.
A group of the Chelsea players almost fell out over who'd take the penalty that Palmer eventually slotted home, and their manager Maurizio Pochettino told TalkSport he dealt with it immediately after the final whistle.
Why is Madueke? Who does he think he is, that kid? I get you want to take the penalty, but the man who takes the penalties is on the pitch. He's throwing his arms up in the air. That should be decided before they go out on the pitch, all that business.
I'm so upset, very disappointed. We were talking on the dressing room now after the game. Not so disappointed because I seen his, I cannot accept this type of behaviour. I told them that this is the last time.
Now, whenever Manchester City get a result, a phone call from one of the country's best songwriters always tends to follow. Right on cue, Noel Gallagher joined us on TalkSport Drive last night, and he was more than happy to predict how the rest of the season plays out.
It'd be amazing if Tottenham were the team to put the final nail in the coffin for Arsenal. And it would be amazing if Everton got something against Liverpool. That would be brilliant.
Manchester City play Real Madrid in the second leg of the Champions League quarterfinals on Wednesday night. It's live on TalkSport 2 from 7 p.m. But Mr. Oasis wasn't so confident about how it's going to go for City.
Oh, it's a 50-50 game. That game against them at the Bernabeu was just, it was a gift to the watching world. But who knows, if we score early, it's great that it's 3-3, so it's a one-off game. You know, they're going to go for it and we're going to go for it, so it's going to be amazing night.
Elsewhere, a win for Southampton tonight would keep them in the mix for the automatic promotion places in the Championship. They host Preston and could end the night 4 points off second with a game in hand over both Leeds and Ipswich.
And former heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder has shocked the boxing world by linking up with Eddie Hearn to take on Zhilei Zhang on June the 1st in Saudi Arabia. Check out the rest of the lineup for Matchroom's 5-5 card against Queensbury at TalkSport.com, and check out the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel for all the reaction.
TalkSport.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.